Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We're doing our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be giving you your readings for those who call in, and we'll squeeze in some from Facebook. Hello to our Facebookers. You are out there on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where we are streaming live. Also, we will take, you know, those who can't call in, we will often take you from that page where you are. And as for you blog talkers, well, we're always happy to see how you get in, you know, the queue for us to call in. And the sooner you do, the better, because when the show ends, sometimes there's a few that have been left out. I want to remind everyone, we're only using ordinary playing cards for these readings. This method that I received from my grandmother involves only regular playing cards. So it's important to make the distinction. No tarot, no oracle, no any of the other card reading systems that are out there. So it will be strictly personal prophecy. Also, I'd like you to know that when I go to conduct your reading, I will be using my official 24-card layout. This is my most comfortable way of conducting readings. I don't just, you know, like, peel off of 2, 3, 4 cards. I'd rather see the whole picture concerning your life. I'll only lay it out once, but when we are actually doing a reading, you know, in person, one-on-one, we will lay them out several times in connection to your questions. So I just wanted to mention that. I will need a minute after I've received your questions just for me to put the cards out. But we have Mr. Jimbo Baggins here who will chat with you while I do that. So, hey, welcome, Jimbo. Glad to have you with us.
Well, my turn?
Yes.
Okay. The show is for informational and educational purposes only. That's how we open our show here, at least on my side of the show. Hey, if you're international, whether you're a caller on the phone or you're a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. And we'll give you an international shout-out, like to Sophia,
yes,
who I believe is in Sweden, I believe.
Yes, love having you, hon.
Right, that's our first international shout-out, and most likely will not be our last.
Right? Yes.
515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and you'll hear the show. And if you don't hear the show, something went south, and you better hang up and call again. Right? Obviously, you won't hear me now say that if you're not hearing the show. But in the future, if you're a frequent caller, and so I guess we hit the mark on that. All right. So you'll be on hold, of course, and we all do crazy stuff on hold to kill time. But when we take you live, please do the following. If you legally and safely can. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, don't do those, please. go old school. Hold. I know sometimes people get so used to that. It's like, I have to hold the phone up to my face like their head's going to explode. Please do that. It'll make things better, and we'll explain why. Ixnay, get rid of all your background sounds. Kill them. Don't multitask during the reading. Don't walk around, do stuff, jog, whatever you got to do, please. Perfect scenario. You can sit in a nice, quiet, comfortable place in your home that has kick-butt cell phone reception. All right? And we ask you these things because your call goes through the cell phone world, blog talk site, our computers and outer computer speakers, and there's different levels of quality loss to the sound, but there are some. Always. Minor ones, no big deal. Sometimes they're bad. And those other things we do help your call. That way, if we can speed it up, it'll be accurate, quick, and everybody's happy. Also, for you folks that are on Facebook Live, we try to make some time, we can't promise when, for some messenger calls. That'll be audio or video. And then maybe if there's no messenger calls during that same exact window, we'll take a typed question quickly. Got to be quick because there's that delay. It slows it down. We don't like them, but we'll do what we got to do. All right. That is the sound of angels. And when you hear that, your reading with Deborah has been concluded. You got to get your questions in before those cards start going down, please. Or at least while they're going down, if you got another one. But once we got to move on. We can't. The reading has to come to an end. It's a free reading. Folks are lined up behind you. And we want to give you an angel card before you exit. And tonight's featured angel card would be the Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle cards. And they got good messages and whatnot. The English is not so much English, but we'll work with it.
It was translated, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell, look at Lighted Gold Pathway, even the title of the cards is just kind of, doesn't click right, but you get used to it, all right? Oh, back to the messenger thing. You have to, when we do open that floor, you have to messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show, and you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. Those are some stipulations on that. But remember, no messenger until we say so. Try to call in like you would on a phone line and get in early. You can't.
Oh, shoot.
There's no hold. So we have to hang up on you. If we do that, we don't want to hang up. That's not nice. Not nice to fool Mother Nature. All right. The time has come for callers. We shall start off with area code 203 in the state of Connecticut. This is 203. Welcome to the show. You're caller number one.
Oh, welcome.
First caller.
Who are we speaking to? Pat?
Hi, Dr. and Jimbo. Yes, it's Pat and Chance. Chance is sound asleep.
Oh boy. I love that. It makes me want to sleep.
Yeah. So
I wanted to make sure I got in. I sent you a message, Deborah. Yes. Could we possibly do 1 o'clock instead of 2? I realized I've got my appointment with the hypnotist. So
absolutely.
I wasn't sure.
Oh,
great.
I wrote you down just before the show started.
So 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Great. National shout-out to Virgil in the U.K.
Virgil!
All right, back to Pat.
Okay, Pat.
Okay, this question is on two levels, the mundane and also the higher level as far as what is the universe. I've had a number of encounters of people telling me, well, you know what happened with the woman and her family, and then... my hypnotist is giving me information that doesn't even let me explain my story before he interrupts and starts kind of labeling me. And what happened this week was I got very, very enthused about something and wanted to share it with my friend. This is the last friend I have. I had 3 friends that died in 1 week last year. I have one friend left.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I'm finding more and more that I'm not being heard. Every time I talk about something, sharing something, an interest in homeopathy or my knee, you know, or what I just shared the other day, I get interrupted. Every sentence gets interrupted. This is just a personality that I've been trying to accept. This week, I just argue with her and say, hey, you know, this is the way the world is. This is the way the world reacts. Come on. I'm trying to share this with you because maybe we'll have an opportunity to get involved in rescuing animals. And it was just hopeful, and I was excited, and it was putting me down and putting me down and putting me down because... Oh, this is complicated. She felt that the person that I was communicating with had a bad attitude. Oh, very complicated. I'm sure you'll pick up energy. My feeling, and she apologized immediately. My feeling is if you apologize right away, you have not spent time to think about, well, what did I say? What was my responsibility in this conversation? And then she said, basically, I wish you all the best, which I think is like a passive aggressive, you know, I don't like your ideas. But then she separated my involvement in rescuing animals to her involvement. She drew a line and basically was saying we're different. That's absurd. We've been sharing so much of rescuing animals, driving animals, you know, to vets and trying to on and on and on. This is a I'm making this very complicated. I just my feeling is she's controlling and she has fear. Why is this happening with everybody? Is the universe saying, hey, you need new friends? Or is the universe saying you need to learn how to diplomatically talk to people to keep your friends? Or is the universe saying, hey, good for you, you're speaking up, you may lose friends?
Okay, we're going to take a look at that right now.
That's a good question. I like how she's got the three parts.
I do like it, too.
Yeah, she's figured it's one of three things. Yep.
And I can say, Deborah, no, you're very wise. You could be a therapist. And the way you give answers to people, it's always very, you know, you may have something that you really want to say, but you do it so well. You do it so well. I'm far from that. I'm learning finally to speak up for myself. Hooray. But I don't do it well yet. So.
Yeah, well, the cards are going down. I was typing, that's why there was silence. But nothing wrong with silence sometimes. I know on show business that's not a good thing, but there we go. Especially when it's no visual, like the Blog Talk listeners. She's contemplating the millennia.
So my last friend, after this happened, I was kind of walking and looking up in the sky saying, gosh, I wish I had someone to talk to. And I realized she's my last friend and I can't talk to her.
Well,
so am I supposed to be talking God?
It's time for you to get more friends.
That's probably
and more friends that share your interests.
There should be lots of them.
Oh, I would think.
People love animals.
Yes, and I feel that your friend circle, social circle is going to expand. But a lot of times we have to put a foot forward on that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I get out
of our comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah. Personally, I don't see that she's trying to indirectly tell you anything. I think it's her way. Isn't this kind of her way? Her personality to, didn't you say that she cuts you off and, you know, she.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's really who she is. And maybe you do need to put her in her place a little bit as far as just saying to her, well, first of all, tell her to let you finish a sentence, because that is rude. That's rude. It's selfish. You know, I was raised by a woman, my mother, and oh my gosh, trying to have a conversation with her was terrible because it was like in her mind, she knew exactly what you were going to say. So she would just, you know, take over and it was very hard to end a sentence. But that is very controlling, Pat. And I just feel that you're going to meet another woman coming up here very soon who will go beyond what this current friend is for you. That's a better friend. It's somebody who's more on your level, someone that shares the same things you do. I mean, there's a lot of compatibility here.
Okay.
And I really feel that you're going to, you know, be able to go forward. Really great goals that you have.
Okay.
So that's really what I see, is that she's oblivious. She really is. And I think for her to say, I'm sorry, is like a knee-jerk response when she feels like you need her to say that. Because you do have a lot of facial expressions. I think they're awesome. When I've met with you on video call, yes, you have a lot of facial movement, like where people can read your, you know, they can read your face.
Really? So, wow.
I really think, though.
Or misread it, maybe.
Well, maybe. But in the long run, I really feel that you are going to move on and be spending time with more compatible people for you. So that's what I'm getting for you.
Really?
Do you see that I'm too harsh? That I need to learn more diplomacy?
Well, I think that you're a very intelligent woman. And I think that a lot of people, my personal perception is, looking at your cards, that a lot of people write you off. And I'm finding this with all of my client base that are, well, let's just put it this way, they're not 25, okay? They're older. And it's as if people get this preconceived notion, oh, well, she's, you know, I feel it when they talk to me. Oh, she's just another old lady. Doesn't really, you know what she's talking about. But I think what you do is you bring them up short because you sure as hell do know what you're talking about. So personally,
right.
I don't think you can change a thing. Be who you are. And if this friend of yours can't handle that, then it's the relationship, you've outgrown it, and it's time for the two of you to just move on.
Right. Right.
Okay.
People write me off all the time. My whole life, starting with my family.
We do live in a rather disposable society. I noticed
okay.
that a lot.
Disposable.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Well, people,
wait,
you mean people don't value the stuff that they used to once upon a time?
Years ago, you hung on to people for life.
Well, yeah, because not people. Yeah. Friends. People are like friends. You know, they don't.
Well, you've got an internet, you know.
Yeah, they think, I got friends all over. They don't really know what a friend is anymore. So.
And you know what they say? To have a friend, you have to be one. Not so much to you, Pat, but to the others. Listen, go ahead, Jim.
Thank you.
Subject of your Lady of Gold Pathway Oracle card is identify the blockage. Somewhere within your mindset, there is a blockage of energies that prevents you from reaching your goals. Search for it as soon as you can. Find
what?
It.
What was the
it
left?
Says could.
No.
So I don't want to say could. Search for it as soon as you can. Try to, there's some kind of energy blockage card says within your mindset, obviously not your physical brain, but something
yeah.
is blocking you.
Thank
Might
you.
Not, yeah, so it's something to think about because we can't predict that. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Yes, I will be.
Thank you.
I'll meet you on video call tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Thanks so much. Love you guys. Appreciate it, Deborah.
You were the first caller tonight.
Yes.
Nice that you helped.
You too.
All righty.
Where did she go?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Here's Lisa.
Oh my God, my favorite angel.
We'll get the Johnny Carson introduction.
Well, to have you with us, Lisa.
So what's happening?
You know, I'm out away from home a lot because I have a lot going on, and I came home and I'm concerned because the neighbor is. I don't want him to be angry because last time something like this happened where there's kind of a separation, I don't know what's going on. And I don't want him to get angry because the card show. Tomorrow there was a whole, see, before this breakdown between us, we had a lineup of stuff this week that we were scheduled to do together.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow in the morning we were going to go to a coffee, and then later on in the evening there was an event. I still am going. I'm obligated to go, and I'm looking forward to it. And then the weekend we were going to do some stuff, all-day trips and things. Deborah, okay between us? I'm not even bothering him. I don't, you know, it feels like he's a bear in a cave. I don't want to disturb whatever's going on. I have no idea what's going on, and it's okay.
Okay. But have you heard from him?
Let's see. When did I hear from him? I was driving in the driveway yesterday, and he was honking all the way down the street at me.
Okay.
Friendly. And then He came home late last night. I was in bed and he slammed the door. And I don't know if he was just out of it. I have no idea. But and then I've been out all day. And so I haven't. No. The answer is no. And I'm just wondering, I think we're maybe a fork in the road where we're going different paths. But I don't want him to be angry at me. Do you see anything in the cards?
I am looking.
And he has,
right now.
He has my stuff. He has some projects over there at his place. He was telling me he was working on so he could give it to me, for my house. And I don't know what the lowdown is.
Okay. So just so I'm clear, where are the two of you since yesterday? We gave you a reading during the show, but I'm just...
We haven't talked. We haven't seen each other. We haven't talked. Now, I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
And I just want pleasant stuff, you know, pleasant. I don't want to feel.
Yep. Understood. Yep. We know. I know. Yeah. It's your neighbor. You don't want to have some kind of weird vibe.
Like
yep.
Jimbo said the other day, he doesn't play in his neighborhood. And now I get it.
What did I say?
You said the other day that you don't date people in your neighborhood, but you said you don't play in your neighborhood.
No. Especially if you actually own the property. Oh, no. Never do that because you can run, but you can't hide.
And you learned that by experience. There was a woman you moved into your house.
Well, that's a little different. Not a neighbor thing.
Well, she was just supposed to be.
You can live with a million chicks that you all of a sudden don't get along with. That's a whole different ballgame.
You played it off as it was platonic.
It was for a few minutes.
But then she told me when I went over there for something, she told me everything that had occurred. And I kind of went to you and I said, Jim, don't you think you were giving her... I mean, you're a very physical guy. You like to be
physical. Everybody, let me hear your body talk.
Well, you had her body talking. And you know,
yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes it was singing the blues, let me tell you. All right, anyway.
And to me, that's like too close for comfort. She's living in your house.
It was not intentional.
Oh,
yeah. Never, seriously, it was not.
That's what everybody said.
I'm telling you.
It just happened.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, the invite
just tripped
was
into
not,
the bed.
The invite to stay there was not with that intention in mind is what I'm saying. Say, you need a place. I got a place. I didn't say like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this so I can bang you. No, that wasn't the intention. It was... I came later, you know. I wasn't the one that came out in a little black little negligee thing. That was not me. I was dressing.
Ooh. I didn't do it.
No, some alien came and did it. Who the hell do you think did it?
It was her.
Thank you. Room, man. It was her.
I gotta make a bad point here.
Because we did get
less attractive women get really hooked on a guy fast. Okay, you know what I mean?
She was pretty attractive.
I think. Well, maybe
she was. You saw her not all dolled up. You never saw her when we go out. I met her years ago when going out to places. Yeah. Were a little
you
bit,
and Jimbo have different tastes.
It was always in her face. She tried to wear things that she was a tiny, not fat, but she was a tiny little bit too poor.
Chubby.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot of it, but a little bit. She was trying to wear things like a model would wear, and it's like, you probably should dress a little different.
See, I bet there was alcohol involved, too.
No.
Got the two of you going.
How funny.
Oh,
you guys are so
funny. I think I'd come home.
All right.
Oh, I'd come home from going out.
And then you would entertain
No, but
your...
I'm saying the first time, and she came out with a black thing. So I'm saying, ain't my fault. Go ahead. Ain't my fault.
Come on.
Ain't my fault. First of all, A, I was single and had no girlfriend whatsoever. I did nothing wrong. B, she had no guy and did nothing wrong. B, so there actually nobody got wrong. Nobody got wrong.
Imagine having.
I thought she left with hard feelings, though.
Well, that was not over all that. That was over a lot of other stuff.
I think she fell for you.
Yeah, well, life's a bitch. Go ahead, Deb.
All right. Well, your neighbor's right here. He's front and center. And he wants to return to the having the good times with you. But he doesn't know what to do. excuse me.
The awkwardness is there now?
Yes, he doesn't know what to do. But his male mind is running rampant. Right here. See this? Well, Jim can see it.
I can see it. And people that are watching can see it.
That's true. They can.
Yes.
This particular spread telling me that he thinks, well, Lisa's lining up the men now. Yeah, they're going to be lined up. And so he's got himself convinced that you've dropped him. Okay, that's really...
God, what a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
He's so fucking weird.
It's just mind.
You know, he's high maintenance. I have never known any... You know, there's only room for one high maintenance person in a couple, and that's me.
It should be the woman. Well, the guys out there are freaking out. It should be the woman. we like attention, and, you know, for guys to go that extra step for us. Yeah, we do. So you're going to hear from him. You're going to bump into each other. You're going to...
Well, they're neighbors.
Yeah, they're going to... You're going to see each other.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You neighbors, they could bump into each other 10 times a day in theory.
They
could bump into each other 10 times a day in theory. Not that kind of bump, mind you, but I'm talking about
the bumping ugly.
Yeah, not bumping the waist parts. I'm thinking like they're just bumping in, opening, closing the door, leaving at the same time. What was he talking about?
I don't know why Jimbo hasn't been snapped up before now. I don't know why some lady hasn't lasted him.
He's a lone wolf.
Some people were meant to fly solo.
But here's what he told people at work. Correct me if I am wrong. He said, when you have a partner woman with you, you can't do your football the way you want. You can't go out drinking the way you want, didn't
That's
you?
That's true. That's true.
You went down the list.
Oh, yeah. That, basically, you've surrendered your life. When you get married or you make a really, really serious contribution, she basically opens up her purse and you put your nutsack in there because you're no longer allowed to have it unless she tells you can have it. Now she has total control over your sackage.
Sackage.
Yep. You have totally given that up. She carries it around in your purse and you have to be nice to her if you want to have any access to your balls. Yes. That's the problem with that whole thing.
But, you know, there are a lot of smart women out there that will play that. You know, they'll let the guy go to football because they know. I mean, wouldn't you do that, Deb? You'd let the guy do whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think I do.
Oh, they let them.
They let them,
but they sure go ahead and go to football. It won't bother me. Yeah, but it won't bother me. I don't care. Yeah, we all know that is bullshit.
You know what the thing is, though? I'm different. I like my time alone. And you don't get it when you're in a marriage. Sure, they go to work. But then they come home and it's the weekends and, you know, I feel that it can be very stifling at times. I used to tell my husband, I said, I really need two husbands. I do. I need a Monday, Wednesday, Friday husband and then a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And Sunday is for me and my girl.
Now, why would you need the what's the significance of the other two?
Well, one would need to be really kind of intelligent and smart and set my brain on fire.
Okay.
The other one would have to be pure sex. He doesn't have to have a brain cell, you know, with interest in it. But, yeah, I thought that would be perfect. One of them should like to do some housework, you know, cleaning.
Those types of guys don't have, they're not in the man union. So they have not been allowed to become part of the man union. No.
Please, please do. Your laugh heart.
They are scabs. They cross the picket line. They are not in the man union.
Wait until there's a woman president. We'll be seeing harems in the White House.
Maybe.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, if you ever see that, there was a movie, Mel Brooks' History of the World. It was part one, I think it was. Anyway, there was a Roman scene they had, and the Empress, her name was Empress Nympho, and she was always lining up guys. Yeah, she had guys. She was always lining up guys. And the funny part is this, she says, "Oh, we're going to have you choose your escorts for the party tonight." And they had all these Roman soldiers come marching in, but they were bottomless. And they're coming, march. And then she saw her going, her head's bobbing. Her head's bobbing up and down. I guess you can't see, but their wings are bouncing. And then she went around and she went up and down the line and picked. And then her assistant said, "You made some big choices today." Yeah, she picked her escorts.
Well,
great movie. Empress Nympho.
I want to say something in my defense. I'm a man's woman. I love male friends. I don't get along with women. I really don't. They're all so catty and liars, betrayers, and they'll be. I've had women come and sit with me. This was at the previous husband. They were looking to seduce my husband, but they would come and have coffee and sit with me. I am a guy's, you know, I'm a guy's best friend. And Lisa, I think you are too. That we don't try to push men into these molds, maybe.
I think both parties will sometimes try to, I want to change some things about them, and I'm going to work on changing them. And that's.
Do men do that?
I think everybody does. And I think that's a destined for failure.
Oh, it is. You have to take them for who and.
Oh, I don't mean everybody. I think both sexes will do that.
Okay. Yeah, you got to show them the door. Anyone that's out to change someone, you got to show them the door.
Yeah. If people are like, a lot of times they'll wait a while, obviously, until the relationship gets going.
Well, and here.
So they think like they're fishing and they got the hook sunk in. And then all that. Now I got you. Now I can start working on change now that I got you reeled in.
Well, the thing is, too, we have such a high concentration of men in the military here.
Hello.
The ratio of men to women is very high. And you can go out and get exactly what you want. But,
I'm coming out there.
What do I call it? I tell people it's an all-you-can-eat male buffet.
But
oh my God.
The average age of the available ones is like 25.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing about it around here. The major majority of them are going to be very young.
Yeah.
Good for the young chicks.
You mean the guys, yes.
Yeah, the guys, yes.
There was a really nice Navy sailor sitting in a pub where I was, Patty's Pub.
Patty's Irish Pub.
Yes.
Irish, my ass. It had a green signs on it. But anyway,
I had a girlfriend with me, and he was with this. He was drunk, and the girl with him was so incredibly homely, and she was very heavy. And he's sitting there, and she's licking his face. And it was. And so he got up to go to the men's room. No, she did. And while she was gone, my girlfriend and I ran over to the table, put his money in his shirt pocket, put his jacket on him, and whisked him to the door and said, "You're going to thank us tomorrow."
If you remember this. She basically saved him from harpooning a whale that night. Yes.
You know that... Yep. coyote ugly stuff. This was crossbone ugly.
He's standing on a bow of a boat saying, "Bar she blows," with his freaking spear in his hand.
We just had to take care of that boy that night. He didn't deserve what was ahead for him.
Yeah. Well, you know, No, I'm talking with Virgil.
Virgil, yes. Well,
just going to have to learn how to try to modulate this thing next door because I just, oh, my God. I got myself into a pickle I think.
You'll figure it out. I think, like you said, you got to learn how to get there. And Deb's got some thoughts before I go to the card.
Breaking news for you. I forgot to mention that I feel that the two of you are going to be patched up on the weekend.
No, that is coming.
Yeah.
You mean it's going to go back to what it was?
Well, in the sense of a good friendship, yes. Yes, and maybe more.
This is wearing me out. I have to go to Walmart to buy more hair dye. It's getting me more gray hairs.
Hey, at least you're going to Walmart. That's the hair dye is cheap.
I'll need it.
Well, I do too. It is cheap.
I think you and the guy can still find equal ground by open. You don't have to pour your heart out to him, but I think you should, you know, set some boundaries here and see if he'll keep them. But he is working on some things with you, and their cards are saying to, what's a good way to put it? I don't want to say give him another chance, but to,
I have no clue what the hell you're talking about.
Somebody help me here.
I'm not on the
I'm turning to the audience, please.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm trying to say that they can reestablish the friendship that they have.
The friendship part of the relationship.
You know, we never had a friendship. It just kind of went into whatever it went into. I don't even know what it went into. But he's very high maintenance.
It was a flirtation that was heading into seduction.
But it was more friendship than the other.
And were you seeking friendship with benefits?
The other part of that would have been Bedroom Olympics.
Yeah. You know, Deb, to be perfectly honest, I just don't know. I just would get around him and everything would go in different directions inside of me. You know, I just felt so melty and I don't know. I felt like swooning. I don't know.
Well, and that's an honest answer. Many, many years ago, I tried a friendship with benefits with somebody that I really cared for a lot as a friend. But see, we carried on in such a fashion with all kinds of impromptu. I remember one time it was snowing outside. And you know, after it snows, how bright it is at night. It's almost like daytime outside. And we were in his car. Neither of us had a stitch on. And I was on my knees in the front seat. And he was like directing from behind. And some people went walking by. And they were looking. They were looking. All I could think of to do was go, "Hi." And I waved.
You know, that's big, though. You know, what you're describing, that's big in Europe. I think big in England.
What do they do?
They do that. I saw something on Amazon, one of the movies. That's big.
It's a side thing.
It's like a little hobby. People do that deliberately. Like, you know, the flash mob kind of thing, only it's two people in a car. They'll drive around and not the same couple. You know, it's just like a hobby to do that.
Well, Virgil could certainly comment.
He just threw a word out called dogging.
Is that what that's called? Dogging.
He said dogging.
Oh,
don't treat your puppy like a dog, dog, dog. No, no, no.
Oh, Lordy. Well, Well, you know, I have a similar story, but I think I was, how old was I? I think I was a little younger, Deb. I was a few years younger, maybe. Oh,
well,
no, you didn't tell me your age.
My age, I was in my late 20s.
She was, yeah.
Okay, that's about the age I was before I got
married. Right,
what
we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And then we got married because I did 3-4 times or whatever, and we were in the drive-in, and somebody did walk by. No, that was even prior. That was the first husband I had, I was 17 or 18, and we were in the drive, not the drive-thru, but the drive-in. Somebody did walk by.
Well,
I didn't wave.
The thing is, I forgot to tell you the upshot from all of that is we were working together in a small business. And I mean, he and I had a super great relationship. Problem is, then I walked into the pub one night and he's there with a date. And
oh, God.
It broke my heart. And I realized.
Because you thought getting banged from behind in a car meant that was a love relationship and we should be committed because you're banging me from behind in a car. Nothing says love. Nothing says love. It's even better than a ring to get dogged in a car. Love is in the air. Every time and everywhere. You know, honey, I would love to have a nice romantic night with you, but I think if we did it in the car dogged style, it would say a lot more to my heart. It would mean so much more from my heart.
I'm getting so red here.
Yep.
Oh,
I can't believe you would fall with somebody after you just dumped me in a car. You can.
She was a sweet, pretty young thing, and it lasted for quite a while, and you get your heart broke when you don't expect it.
Virgil says that thing
that's
describing that public car sex thing is called if doggy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to get over there and see all this crazy shit in the UK.
You're going to paint yourself a picture that you're not going to be happy with.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Here's for Lisa. But, Lisa, you are going to make up, the two of you. You are.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll be on better footing together.
Okay.
And like I said, you haven't really had
any communication,
so you'll have to let us know when that happens. But right now.
So, you know what? I have to buy 13 boxes of hair dye at Walmart because I'm getting tons of gray over this.
Why don't you buy it in quantity? You know, you save money if you buy it in the quantity.
Right.
All right. Your angel card says, have a sense of reality. Accept things happening with an open heart. You can't change the past or delve too much into the future, but it's obvious you can stay focused to turn the fate to a new page today at this moment.
I like it.
Yeah.
Lisa, I think that really spoke to
you. And the biggest thing is nobody can change the past, so we shouldn't all sit there and dwell on it, which is easy to say, but I always like to think about what could have been, if I should have done this. If they can't dwell on it, focus on the fate, and a new page could turn, it's just saying.
Yeah, and I agree.
It doesn't say what that page will be, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And thank you, Deb, for telling us your teachers always tell personal experiences so we can all learn. And believe you me, I have some that are comparable to what you're sharing.
Well, this show really should be called Psychic Love Doctor After Dark, you know, and have an NC-17 rating.
Nothing says like committed couple more than doggy style sex in a car.
I don't think Jim.
Nothing
ever,
says that anything
I don't think
else.
You ever heard that story? Did you?
You didn't get that detail.
No.
You didn't get that detail. But all I know is if it's in a frickin' car.
And
you're not if you are above the age of 18 and you're doing it in a car, that's not special sex. That's not.
I could tell he
loved me. I could tell he loved me because my face was banging up against the car window. Nothing he loved more than that. Yep. Every time he humped me, the horn would go off. This is the
gospel according to Jimbo, you know, and we got to take it.
He is such a cynical SOB.
Oh, come on. It's a freaking car. You were in your 20s. Late 20s.
Good girls don't cry, and they also don't play in the car.
Obviously the guys don't. I'm just saying, if you got intimate moments in a car, you can't put that on the special tree.
Married after that happens.
Yeah.
After that happens, like.
That he treated me. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Deb. I'm sorry that happened. Let's go talk to him. We'll both go talk. No. I'll talk to him for you.
When I saw him, the last time I went home, we went out for a few drinks together, and he told me that back in those days, seriously, he did. He said, I did him on a swing. I said, I have no recollection of that. He said, I did him on a swing. And he said, nobody had ever done that to him before. And I'm thinking, where the hell is it? Some park? You know, where are you going to find swings? In a park?
Yes, that's where you find swings, Deb, is in a park. Typically a playground at a school. And if you did that stuff nowadays, you'd have to register as a sex offender, I bet.
Oh, my God.
If you did it on a school playground, wouldn't even matter if it was the middle of the night. I bet you would be charged. Yep. You'd have to register as a sex offender.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be special?
Well, actually, Jimbo has a point today. That would happen
right.
Like that.
But the nastiest environment is a porta potty.
So I already kind of bathroom or toilet. a porta potty is the ultimate. That is the ultimate, yeah. But even any kind of public restroom.
Oh,
like,
God,
really?
Yeah.
Really? Really, a public restroom. A public restroom is like really. Now,
how many people can you fit in a porta potty?
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Probably too many.
And the thing is, men are so non-specific when they urinate. They're kind of,
wait a second. Back that up. First of all, your typical Porter John is where? At some kind of public event. And what's going on? They're serving alcohol.
And?
So, yeah, drunk men are trying to freaking stay stable while they pee. So they might be peeing all over. But your average guy doesn't. Average guy knows how to aim his weenie when he pees, okay? But, yeah, if you're going to go into a port potty at a big party or something, at a big concert, stand by. Stand the fuck by. Yep. Nothing good will come of it.
It'd be awesome if someday we could get Virgil on the phone. He's a wild man. I bet he's got stories that would curl our eyelids.
Actually, you know, I think you and Jimbo balance each other out because Jimbo's more like the... You know, good girls do not play in the car with the men. They just don't go anywhere.
Right.
Well,
I mean, hey.
I have to say this. I got married each time I did that. Two different
men. And how did that work out? And how did that work out for you?
Today I'm not married.
And I rest my case. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I rest my case.
But I did go to the altar twice.
I think that falls under the category of being fuckstruck. I really do. When you have to go down an aisle after, you know, having been doing these wild things with some guy.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing wild things. And if you do wild things, that means you should not get married. But those actual acts of wild things should not be the basis of, I could tell he loves me because he likes to bang me in the back of a Chevrolet. That is not a and sign not of a love. That is a sign of the wild side. That's a sign of the wild side. Or a freaking Subaru.
Not a smart car.
Or, yeah,
pick your
right.
car. Pick your poison. Not a smart car.
And I'll tell you, it's tricky when they have bucket seats.
Well, typically nowadays, cars aren't made like
right.
It's got to be in the front seat, typically, unless you have a full-size truck. And then everything that involves rolling the seat back and repositioning the different angles of the seat and stuff like that. back in our day, all our cars were huge.
They were, like
in the
60s
and 70s, they were huge.
Yeah.
And that back
yeah.
seat was bigger
right.
than Japanese hotel rooms, I'm telling you.
Oh,
no.
yeah. They just
so,
had one seat, the one whole seat. No, yeah.
Yeah, right. It was exactly.
Well,
it was
bench seat.
Yeah, it was the bench seat. Yep.
Yes.
Yes, indeed it was.
Well, the man that I dated, those two different guys, two different husbands, they worked on older cars. They liked older cars. So those cars, you know, they were made for that.
I loved my 60s vehicles. Loved my cars in the 60s.
They were awesome.
That's all only cars I love so much because they're so easy. Well, no mechanics don't care. They're so easy to work on. But anyway, go ahead. And today, nowadays, every damn part of your car's got a computer sensor on it. It's out of control.
What car does Josh Warren drive?
Well, it's a Fiat.
And
a little Fiat.
I've ridden in it. I think there are golf carts that have more room.
It's very European. That's what you see in Europe, though, because a lot of their streets are like hundreds of years old and stuff, and they got to make the car small, you know?
Crazy. All right.
That's part of birth control right there.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. You know how when kids are young and they're getting ready to drive and they show them like car wrecks and accidents about so don't drink and drive? They just show them nasty divorces and guys paying child support and guys living in a shoebox. Keep them from getting married too young. Keep them from procreating too young. You need to tell them scared straight. This is what's going to happen. You're going to get this pretty good job. Bam! Here goes your money every month. You ain't got shit left for yourself.
Jimbo ought to be teaching those classes.
I would teach that class.
It's just like wither a perpetual hard-on. You never know.
Yeah, I would say, you're 16, you're 17. All you care about is burying your freaking meat whistle. But you know what? Let me show you a film on the consequences. Here's what's going to happen if you're not careful. All right. Did I give it a much?
Okay. Lisa, I wish you didn't
thank
live
you for
so
coming.
Far away. Thank you for coming.
Bada bing, bada bing. We shall conclude this night's chapter of the Chronicles of Lisa. We hope everyone here has enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
You must please join us the next time for the next chapters of the Chronicles of Lisa.
You are giving us so much material. We're going to have to try to, you know, maybe Gabby could write it.
You know, I'm the dumbass here. I should have been audio recording all this.
Oh, my God, you should have. But it's in the shows.
It's in the shows. That's a pain in the ass. It's in the shows. And then I could have wrote up the good sitcom. We could have got together with Lisa. We could do some editing. We would all be millionaires. I guarantee we'd be millionaires.
Yeah.
But you know what? Money ain't everything, right? Right.
Well, someday, Lisa, I'm coming to see you.
Well, you
someday.
Know what? We'll get us a big old Chevy to drive around town and go down to happy hour or wait for those guys to come out.
I love it. Yeah.
I was kind of a Chrysler man myself, big giant Chrysler.
Yeah, sure. He was.
I like my Chrysler. What was that one I had? And Dodge Monaco was. I love that car. I cried when it went away. That was the only car I ever cried over was my Dodge Monaco.
All right, Lisa, you do this to us. You get us lit up. And I love it.
That's right.
Jim's narcoleptic roommate, and we forgot to even
It wasn't narcoleptic like you'd be talking to her. It would be like, I need to go take a nap, and it would be like a 12-hour nap. That's that type of narcolepsy.
And she'd get into a cleaning zone, and I'd walk walked in there at where he lived, and it would be like, oh, my God, are you people packing? What are you doing?
She would start this massive cleaning campaign, and then she'd say, you know, I got to take a nap. And that would be an 8 to 10-hour nap.
Yeah.
With cleaning shit all over the freaking place.
Poor thing. Yeah. Well, Lisa.
Yeah, I was a poor thing.
So it was not a match in heaven.
I was the poor thing, damn it.
Yeah, poor you, Tim. Yeah.
Poor old me.
Oh, boy.
Was that a Ronstadt song?
Yeah, poor, pitiful me.
Poor, pitiful me.
I don't know if that was Linda Ronstadt.
I thought it was. But anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter.
All right. The show must go on.
The show must go on, my dear.
Where did everybody go?
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
well,
you guys.
I guess they thought the show was me.
Everybody left, Lisa.
Oh, the blog talkers left. The blog talkers left. Now, we had two. We had two blog talkers. Now, when Deb set the show up, she set up for 60 minutes, is what we normally do. They must not know us well, because we know we usually extend it.
And I'll tell you what.
What are you going to tell her?
My intuitive feeling is,
oh my God,
Lisa, you and this material that you bring to the show may land us a, I would love a cable show. You know, like even if it was a half hour, I would love that. Okay,
yeah.
I'm a ham. I love the camera. I love, look at it. I mean, I'm telling stories that I should be cringing over.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
You know, here's the thing. I'm the end result of two horn dogs that got together.
Well, first of all, just hold right there. Who the hell isn't an end result? Well, who of us are alive today isn't the end result of two people together were horny and banged? Who is that person?
I don't know if you end up with two of them.
Yeah.
One usually is, and the other one fakes it or something like that. But
that's a whole different goal.
Yeah, I was conceived on a second date in the back of a Chevy. True. I asked my mother.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. Where's the rose petals? And she said, ah, hell no. It was in the back of the Chevy.
Yeah.
In front of her house.
I have never asked that question in my life, and I wouldn't want to know.
Why would you want to know?
You know human nature. Why in God's name, knowing a whole lot of humans are, would you say, hey, where was I conceived? Why would you ask?
You know what?
Questions you don't want to know the answer to.
My mother was at the altar, and my dad, you know, they got married in church, and then my dad had the flu, so they couldn't consummate their wedding until, God knows, after the flu, whenever that bug went. Just a little side note.
Oh.
Okay. Well. Yeah, the flu. I hate it when the flu happens.
But I'm thinking a second date. With my mom's a slut. I mean, I could. It was hard for me to. Oh yeah.
All right. Wait. Hang on. Whoa. Hang on.
We're talking 1956.
We are gonna stop the fucking presses here. Let's back. Everybody stand by. Let's back this up. Your mom was a slut because you were conceived in the back of a Chevy. But you were getting doggy styled in a car and thought that meant some kind of life sentence that you should never date somebody. How does that work,
and
Deb?
Then,
how does that make her a slut?
And then I went twice to the altar with two different men after I went to the drive-in. Each
and
time.
Lisa,
and I'm not married to either one of them today.
And Lisa says, hey, if you're man enough to do me at a drive-in, you're man enough to put a ring on my finger, Don Diamond. Oh, my God.
Take me to the church on time.
No kidding.
That's right.
Oh, you must have done him good to get a ring on.
I'm ready to go to the church. Just let me pull my panties up as we get out of the car, and then I'll be ready to go to that there church.
I do have to say, on a sentimental note, my husband would have loved this. This was would be so up his alley.
Loves
him.
Oh,
yeah, he loves this kind of talk.
All right, well.
Yes.
They say all good things must come to an end.
I know, and we've got to go.
And we have to, we're not saying goodbye. We're saying see you later.
Facebookers, if any of you want a reading.
I would type that in. All right.
Okay, type it. All right, Lisa, we love you.
Long time.
Well, I love you both. I'm going to have to go because I've got my son here. It's been texting me.
Oh.
I've been ignoring it all
this time. All right. We'll see you real soon, probably tomorrow.
You guys get there. Have a wonderful evening.
Rock on.
Thanks.
Bye, Lisa. Take care.
I just put her on hold, but she's probably going to hang up.
She's awesome.
All right. Virgil.
What? Can you handle this, Virgil?
First of all, international shout-out to Laura. Very belated. Very belated, Laura.
Yeah,
I saw her
putting emoji laughing faces up.
Yes, and Lisa is, you are in the continental United States. I put the phone number in. Then lines are open, Lisa. But in the meantime, it's a new Lisa.
I know, poor thing.
What do you mean, poor thing?
About her witnessing all of this.
She's laughing. She says, good chase, Chevy over four. She says, no sense of humor.
We let the show go whichever direction.
Virgil says he was conceived on a 50cc moped.
Now, that's got to be a trick.
Well, if it was true.
That up?
No, Deb, I think he's dead serious. He probably has film evidence. CC moped, well, I guess maybe that's a standard moped. I mean, you know what? All of the friends talked about mopeds and guys. You know, around here, guys, you know, mopeds are like, in the United States. Well, they were. They're getting more popular now. But back like 20, 30 years ago, mopeds were like, who the hell drives a moped? But guys would be like, you know what? Mopeds are like fat chicks. They're fun to ride, but you don't want to see one of your friends riding one of those. See you riding one of those. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in that was a stigma back 20, 30 years ago. You're riding a moped? You can't buy a motorcycle? You know, that type of thing. That was a guy thing.
The ones that get DUIs out here.
We're talking...
Now,
and they're not mopeds, Deb.
Oh, what are those?
They're those little electric freaking like almost like a tiny little bike.
Oh,
scooter. It's not a scooter necessarily, but you know what? The DUI thing's out the window because they were doing that, but now you have after over a certain CC, and most of them are, you have to have a valid driver's license. So much for the DUI guys. So now what it is? It's people that don't want to take a damn bus, and I respect it. And they can afford one of those. They just can't afford a car and the insurance. So they get the little thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I thought it was funny. I don't know about here. In this country, there's a biker unwritten internet, a domestic biker rule. When you're going passing a biker, you guys give each other the peace sign one way or other.
Yeah.
But it's just, hey, respect, man. We're like a brotherhood. But you see those guys driving those little scooters, driving the peace sign. You're like, yeah, I ain't giving you a damn peace sign back. You're driving that little fucking shit box. That little fucker that if you take the governor off, you can go 40 maybe. You know, yeah. Sophia,
yes.
You can do it. Messenger is open. Let it rip. Deborah Lee, you must be friends with. Give us the audio video call.
Come on aboard.
And Lisa, we got you on our list. She typed in her question. I was hoping you could call in, but if you can't, you can't.
Is she calling in?
Sophia is asking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody
else.
Well,
she's awesome. I love this girl.
And Lisa, if you can't call in, I put the number in. That's fine.
Oh, I hear it ringing. That's on my phone. Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Hello there. Hi, darling.
Right. I'll let people know we currently are on the go.
How are you?
Welcome.
Oh, I'm a little bit in the darkness here. It's almost 2.
Sounds about right.
You're a night, but you're a night owl, aren't you? Oh, there you are.
Working
you are in the dark.
Night moves.
Oh, do you ever look sexy in that light?
Or
look at that.
It's almost it's almost very scary.
Scary.
Yep. Like,
sorry.
Like scream.
Like a disembodied spirit. A disembodied spirit.
I was just watching you guys from bed, so.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Wow.
We should do a show from bed, you know?
Yes, we should.
Well, I'm so glad that you like hanging out.
Yeah, thank
with
you for
us.
Staying up so late. We appreciate that.
We do.
It's 2 a.m. Nothing much.
That is true. That is true.
It's only 8 o'clock here.
Time is relative.
Yep.
Yep.
So, what can I do for you, my darling?
Having some trouble in the love department.
Oh.
Love is in the air.
And, okay, refresh me now.
Yes.
You were with somebody, or you were trying to be?
Yes. So I had an old ex come through.
Yeah.
And came in like a hot pancake. and then disappeared. And it's just like, what happened?
Oh, and he just ran off? Oh. He ghosted you?
Yeah, I think he's thinking too much, so.
And what were you thinking? Were you wanting something to get started again, or was this just going to be a roll in the hay? I don't know how else to put it. yeah. Was it hot and heavy? You said a hot pancake. That and that's pretty hot.
He was coming in very emotionally available, and I was like, okay, let's give this a try once again. So I do have another person in a situation.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm in a bit of a situation.
Are you two together or just talking?
They're together. The other person.
So you want to know?
You were spot on the last time. So this was like more of an virus just showing up. And I was like, okay, let me just, you know, see what's happening. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that what you want me to look into for you? The new one? Could you tell me like his first name or would you rather not?
Yeah. Nico.
Oh, nice name.
What is it?
Say it again.
Nico.
What's the matter?
Like nickel, like the metal, a precious metal, nickel and iron and steel, nickel?
Nickel.
Nickel.
Like Nicole, almost, but not girl?
Nickel.
Right, nickel it is. That's a money denomination here. That's a coin denomination here in the United
nickel.
States, just to mind you, yes.
You ought to take all that change out of the system. I don't see what the point is anymore.
The point is, unfortunately, and we're not the only country that does that, Deb. The point is, as soon as they start taking that coinage out, the businesses round up in their favor. Oh, this used to be $4.50, and now you want to get rid of that? Then we'll make it $5, and they make millions of dollars.
I know, but isn't it crazy how we've gotten where people are using cash now instead of just tapping? You know,
very, 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 very few people use cash.
Oh, my God, she's got cash.
Yeah, you know what?
To slow everything down.
All the homeless people out there, they need to get those freaking card readers. You know, because I don't have cash anymore to give a homeless person. Yeah, I could sure use a dollar for food. Well, I ain't got a damn dollar. I got a Visa. You know, I ain't got a damn dollar for you, dude.
And here in Sweden, we have something, what you guys have, like Cash App?
Yeah.
We have something called Swish.
Okay, so it's a software app?
And you can use it anywhere or what?
No, it's only in Sweden because it's connected to your personal ID, and so it's connected to your bank and to your phone number. So you can switch, like if you go to dinner with a friend, then you can just switch like
a money.
So
it sounds a little more secure.
Yeah, it sounds more secure.
More, that's why it's unique to where she lives.
Okay, well, he is front and center right here. And now he's actively in your life, right? He's not ghosting you. It's the other one.
The new
the
person.
Other guy, no.
You know,
the ex from the past.
And maybe look at the ex from the past.
They call that a hit and run.
They do. But maybe think of it as finally being able to put a period at the end of that.
I mean, what he did, right. No,
yeah.
That was a hit and run.
You know, but I want to tell you, this one, he has very good feelings for you. Very much so. He enjoys you a lot. Here's the thing, though, that I need to mention to you is that I think he's still working on getting over another female that was in his life. True? Yep. Just saying, yep. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'm just like, you figure out your thing. I'm going to go and talk to other people at the same time.
And, you know, I want to say, in a sense, I feel a lot of respect for him for not just grabbing you and going off on this whirlwind romance and maybe even marrying you while he still cares for somebody else. That so many of them do that. I don't care what country they come from. They just can't be alone.
But doesn't it take the other person, like the woman, to have to agree to be married?
Well, if she did, let's say he just got her head all crazy with love for him and they just ran away and got married. The trouble is he'll still have those feelings for the other woman. So he's going to be dragging baggage into that
marriage.
Nobody
likes baggage.
No. And then you might start seeing stuff on his phone, you know.
Oh, yeah, we must, because you must always play with your partner's phone.
Well, I've never been one.
No.
I don't want to see what's there because I'd like to think the best of my partner.
And you should not have to look at somebody's phone.
If somebody said to me, Deborah, give me your phone. I want to see what you're up to. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but they might.
I'd give it. Well,
that would
be
stupid. Yeah, but they could play little games with you, pranksters.
But I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
It would hurt the new wife that came through this fast and loose, you know, relationship to find out that her man still cares for the one before. And that's where he's got to work through that.
Now, which person are we talking about?
Nico.
The new guy. Yeah, not the hit and run ex.
No.
Okay, good.
I don't even see that boyfriend
good.
Here.
That's what I was hoping for.
Got it mixed up now.
Oh, okay. Tell me who. I'm thinking of the new one.
The reading was meant for the new one.
The new one? What? Wait. The new guy is my ex. The new guy? Okay, then who was the old guy?
You said you had an ex in your past, but there was somebody new.
Yeah.
No. It's the ex who showed up.
Okay. So who ghosted you? Nobody?
All one and the same.
The new guy.
So she's... Oh. I think she's kind of trying to make the ex the new guy like two different people, but you don't see
now
two different
people.
Now what do I do?
People. Redo it? I think I have to redo it.
What did you say, though?
I was not thinking of him as the ex. Okay, but that's all right. Sometimes, you know, things get misinterpreted.
And I will put my card away also.
Okay, well, we will just hit the delete key on that
reshuffle.
Sorry, it is so, yeah.
This is a reboot. Well, then now I bring my hit and run statement back into question. So what do you got?
Okay. So the ex-boyfriend is back with you and you're having a relationship.
And you're looking at it as a new beginning, hence a new person,
thing. Well, I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, we are in different countries. Yeah, we're in different countries. Yeah.
So you want to know what the future lies ahead for you both? All right. Everybody forget what was said. And we'll start in again.
That's right. Refresh your drinks, you know. you know, maybe heat up your personal lubricants, whatever you were doing, whatever you got to do, reheat them. All right? All right.
This man is crazy. He really is. This guy.
Yeah, not your guy.
Not your guy. Yeah.
Your guy might be. We don't know yet. The cards are going down. Yes, indeed.
So are you madly in love with him? This man? Oh, you're just thinking about it?
Hesitation is a yes. Yep. If I was an interrogator in a police uniform, I'd be, that there's called a yes when you say no. You would say no if you weren't.
She's blushing, too.
That's a yes. So you don't have to blush. It's a yes. That's called answering without answering.
I would say the reason I'm giving him a chance is because I did love him in the past.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little secret there, Tootsie Pop, without having cards. Doesn't mean that leopard's got different spots.
No, but I want to mention that if you ever really loved anyone, you will always love them. Something to
bear. Doesn't mean you always have to take them back if they're ass wipes.
Well, I'm not getting that here. Now that we've regrouped,
okay.
What I'm getting
is... I am cardless. I just
that
here.
He loves you very much and he's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He is sorry.
I bet Jack the Ripper was sorry, too. I bet. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
But, yeah, there is somebody from his past that he still feels bad about.
And it's not her?
But he's not going to go. You know, we all have things we remember.
But it's not her.
No, he's with who couldn't be tighter. Look at that. There it is. There's the two of you. And here's his love for her.
What is that card?
That card is serendipity.
That word I love so much. Okay.
So there's been a lot of serendipity between the two of you.
Sounds like some kind of dip at a restaurant. I would love to have the taco chips with serendipity. That's what it sounds like. But it's somebody else is talking to me. I don't like that word. Go ahead.
You
back to
your
lady.
Also have somebody from your past. This man grieves over you. But I don't think you should ever go back to who this is.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I hope so. Because nothing good can come of this were you to go back there. He feels real. He's got deep. These are called. This card is a card of tears.
What is that?
Eight of Spades. Oh, sure to come true. But that's what I'm saying. I don't see him changing. What he was before is who he's going to be again. And I don't think he was good to you from what I see here. So stick with that. I think that this old boyfriend who has returned, he has every intention of being good to you and loves you. There's love there. He may not even be telling you how much he loves you, but he does. Mm-hmm. I like your tattoo.
Like Night Ranger said, don't tell me you love me.
It's the Ruins. The Viking Ruins.
Oh, look at that.
It's the who?
Viking.
Viking Ruins.
Wow.
So I have tons of tattoos.
Yes, you do. Wow, I think they're beautiful.
All over me.
Yeah, aren't they gorgeous?
Lots of ink.
Lots of ink.
Got to get ink done.
So your cards look really quite good. And if you're looking forward to having children, are you? Do you have any? I can't remember.
He's the guy who disappeared. He's just like, he's just kind of gone AWOL.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He disappeared all right.
Because he keeps coming in and out.
Yep.
That's the
problem. Damn right he is.
Hit and run.
Well, if you're looking for stability and, a really solid relationship, I don't think he's the one. But there are others that are coming along for you.
The ex is not the one.
Yeah. But it might be good for them to find completion.
But if he does a hit and run again, then there is no completion.
Well, then I think he's already telling you.
I guess then you get a completion without a completion. I got you.
If you don't nip this in the bud saying, hey, I'm not going to get jerked around like this. He'll just keep on keeping on keeping.
Interesting that you said that when you're ready. We are going to move on. We are going to move on to your Lighted Gold Pathway Oracle card.
Yes.
Subject is be honest. Confrontation is needed in this situation.
Yeah.
Be true to yourself. Get straight to the point from which he has led you to the current problems and solve it. I put the he in there, but it was basically somebody took you. You got to confront this.
It'll just keep happening.
Otherwise, he's gonna.
Yeah.
I call it the hit and run.
Yeah, and if you were to try to have a family with him, imagine
you can't do that.
Somebody that takes off and you don't know where he is.
Anytime they're just a little bit unhappy, just ghost. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel.
You can't do it. But, like Deb said, maybe you got to re-engage. And then the card said you get confrontation. Actually talk about what nobody likes to talk about.
I think that's true.
And I guarantee he's not going to want to talk about it.
Put your cards out on the table, so to speak.
And if he says, I don't want to talk about this and walks out, that's an answer without an answer.
She's got her cards. Look at that.
Holy guacamole.
I work with
Magdalene,
and, yeah.
Oh, my. Wow.
Who was that?
That was a different thing she's got there. It's a oracle.
Oh, is that like Magdalene, like Lady Mary Magdalene?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to look that up and read about that. That's interesting.
Very. I'm glad you told us about that.
Because there's a lot of answering history on that. That a lot of misconceptions in the Bible about her, possibly. But anyway, whole different subject.
Sometime it would be fun.
Totally
I know
different
it's
subject.
Late, but maybe you could get a nap or something. Come join us, and I would turn this portal around so
yeah.
everybody could see her.
And you could explain those.
She's not dressed appropriately for that.
Well, I'm okay with her dress.
Yes.
Nothing comfy and cozy is okay.
Yes. You look fantastic.
Fantastico.
If I was the guy, I'd be after you like white on rice.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
I'm happy to hear you guys, and I will keep watching.
Oh, thank you, darling. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, she's amazing.
Oh, I'm interested in those cards. Those are actually the Magdalene.
I'll
that
look
I
for them
was.
After we quit.
Well, I don't want to get them, but it would be cool because she's been using them to see what she has to say about them.
Well, I will try to get her on here.
There's a lot of the old Bible things that yeah. she was a lady of the night, and then they're like, well, that's maybe not the rule with historians. Like that might not have been a real good interpretation of what she really was.
You know, and we can't.
She was not necessarily a prostitute.
Oh, and my mother used to say that I was trying to be Mary Magdalene. And I thought, what a compliment. She got to wash Jesus' feet with her hair.
Yeah, and there's a lot of,
yeah,
a lot of the, I watched a lot of documentaries on there, like, there's so many interpretations and misconceptions when these things were written. Translations get lost.
I think it'd be fun if we could figure out a time that would work for everybody, that we could do this earlier, if possible, so we could have her come and give us readings at the same time.
And it would take a lot. It would take some coordination because she also has to have her schedule clear. We don't know what kind of work hours she has.
I can't
like
recall.
I don't remember what she
she's
does.
She's maybe a designer.
I have no clue.
I don't know, but she's amazing and beautiful.
And clueless.
And nobody should mess with her unless they have very good intentions.
Oh, Laura. In Canada has typed her question.
Oh, great. All right, Laura.
She would love to hear more. The man I'm going to meet, please. So you
I'm
must
glad
have told
you
her,
keep him on your mind.
Always on my mind.
Remember, my husband was there for 2 full years. I even saw him that he was still married. But for some reason, they were getting divorced. And he.
That never happens, divorces.
And he was out at sea on a ship. And she was playing footsie with some guy, and this is true, that she met on the internet. And when Daryl came home, she informed him, oh, by the way, we're getting a divorce. Yeah.
I mean, there's some parody song I remember years ago. On the internet. I can't remember what the real song was.
Really?
It sounded something like that, yeah. A lot of parody songs. They're pretty funny.
And I thought, all the better for me, because he had sent me a weird little message from the ocean.
From the ocean, not... mind you. The ocean. I am in the ocean, and I shall send you a message.
You know, from the ship.
The sheep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
in the Gulf.
Typically, when you're on a ship, you're usually in an ocean. Well, you know, in the U.S. Navy, I can't say that. The Coast Guard goes all over the place.
They do some tricky work.
Well, go ahead. They do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Like ocean, Great Lakes. Yeah, they do it all.
They do a lot of drug.
Oh, big time. Yeah, the big time drug enforcement stuff, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeedy.
All right, Laura, this is for you. And I'm kind of like shit hot tonight. Feeling good.
I wonder what that means. That phrase.
Shit hot. It's a military term.
But I know, and sometimes I shouldn't try to analyze every phrase, but I wonder, shit hot.
Okay, there's...
First of all, the word shit right off the bat is negative.
But it's also an acronym. It means super high intensity training.
That's not a military thing.
It is too.
That's bullshit.
It is not.
That's civilians that came up with that crap. No guy says, yeah, super high intensity training. I was in the goddamn military.
Yeah,
anyway,
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, it may have changed since you were on a ship, Father Time. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, you said that acronym when I was in the Navy.
The shit up.
Go ahead.
All right. Yes, he's still here. He's not going anywhere. He is working. Oh, there's like a relative he's with. Could be like a cousin, a brother, an uncle, but there is a family relationship there with him. And I think he runs his own business, which is nice.
But well, yeah, as long as it's a successful business, you know.
And it looks successful. He's going to build Laura's house. Yeah, when Laura's money comes through, she wants to move to another province.
Okay.
And where have you been? Where's he been?
I thought it was somebody she hasn't met yet.
It is somebody she hasn't met yet.
You already got the house building with somebody she hasn't met yet.
Yes, I have.
Well, holy goat shit. How many freaking kids are they going to have?
I don't see children. You know, children kind of ruin a relationship.
How many dogs are they going to have?
Don't tell my son I said that.
How many dogs are they going to have?
How many? Oh, she's going to run a rescue.
Okay.
You know, a great big rescue.
Right.
And that will come to pass also. If we can ever get your government to, release, or the insurance, whoever it is, to release the money that's
the battle that
coming.
Will never end. She wants to know, first of all, she says she wants to know what he looks like. And second of all, she says she's fixed. Okay, so she's bearing no children. Of course,
doggies are children.
Well, it depends on the level of fixation. Some of that fixed thing doesn't work. That tubal ligation thing, the tying of the tubes, that has been known to fail.
Well, really,
tube side has failed before.
I know you have grown children,
anyway,
or at least one son. But here's the way I look at it. As you get older, imagine having a newborn that's squalling half the night, and the two of you are there, and you're going, it's your turn. And he's saying, no, I just did the last one. And you'd be saying, no, I did the last one, go. And I'll tell you.
The last what?
The last feeding.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you do. You're talking about a kid feeding
a
kid?
Yeah, how they start squawking in the middle of the night. Yeah, they do.
Which, at 2 a.m., sounds like a nightmare. Bah!
But I have to tell
from
you,
the heavens.
I learned early not to coerce men into doing midnight feedings. You know those Playtex nursers that had, I don't even know if they have them anymore, with the little bags inside.
Yeah, they might. You're right. I don't know. Yeah,
okay.
It was the outside thing you reused and you put disposable little bags in there.
Well, I got up one night to go see this lovely little scene of a father with his baby feeding him. You know what I saw? That father's holding the baby and he's got like his thumb inside.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. But his thumb inside the bag, squirting the milk on the baby's face, and the baby's like, trying to, and he had milk all over his face. And I said, Steve, I think we're going to relieve you of middle of the night feeding.
In the middle of the night.
He was trying to hurry that baby.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, middle of the night. So, yes, what does he look like? Oh, I see him as a bit of a teddy bear, but it's not all, it's not like blubber. It's like brawn, Is there a word for that? Burly. Did you ever see, I don't know if you get our TV up there, did you ever see Grizzly Adams? He was hot.
She's talking like a 70s show.
Well, maybe Laura wouldn't remember.
They would have gotten that, but we're talking 70s.
I can't remember who the actor was, but...
He wasn't she said nice and yes. Yeah, he was, I don't think he was anybody, he never did anything else ever except that.
No, I don't think he ever did.
All he did is he had a beard, he looked like a grizzly himself, long hair and a beard, and he lived in some frickin' cabin, and he had a grizzly buddy.
A bear?
Yeah, it was a grizzly buddy. It would be a bear. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a grizzly chihuahua. Okay, just to let you know.
They think they are, though, don't they?
They think, some of those dogs scare off bears, those little dogs.
I've seen the
bears
videos.
Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And they leave, even though they can eat it.
So, anyway, you're still facing frustration over this coming through, but just try and keep yourself in check, Laura, because, it's not going to make it come any faster. All right? And you are going to make a new friend when you have moved. I believe she's going to be one to help you. And you're going to share social habits together.
Laura said, I'm trying, which is a little time delay there.
Trying?
whatever the time delay is.
About keeping herself calm.
10, 15, 20, cancel all the time delay on Facebook.
But she's going to have a really nice friend that you're going to share the same enjoyment as in drink and smoking and whatever else you might get into.
Whatever your guilty pleasures are.
And, oh, my God.
My God.
I've seen a wedding. I just got to say this. But remember, marriage is becoming obsolete.
No, it isn't.
Or so they tell me.
You've heard like three people tell you that.
If you don't want to marry, and a lot of us don't as we get older, why should we lose our benefits if we're getting some, you know?
There's the tax thing.
What, it helps?
Depending on your financial situation, being married can help.
Okay.
For filing United States taxes. Can't speak for Canada.
Right. But I think that you'll have a union as strong as marriage.
Okay. You know, that's, you know, it is what it is. That's really, you don't have to go to a court.
No, in fact,
to have a strong, committed relationship.
I'm an officiant.
You know.
I can give you a commitment ceremony.
You don't have to do that. Do you really have to have a freaking ceremony to be committed?
You know,
can you just sit there and talk to you and say, I am committed to you?
Years and years ago, people just said, we are married now. And
but they did have little things, but you know what? There weren't any freaking diamond rings involved, were there?
I wonder when that got started.
Like in our parents' lifetime, that was the De Beers thing. But you must give them a diamond ring when you engage them, and it must be two times your monthly gross salary.
Three.
Whatever the fuck it is. You know.
Is there anyone else for me tonight before I must shove off?
I think there is. First of all, international shout out also to Canada, to Jeanette.
Jeanette,
she was thinking like I was. She came up with a theory on the hot shit. She says, well, maybe it's like when you have to go out and pick up dog poop in the snow and it's hot. And But she says the other one that really ponders her mind, and I've always wondered it too, what does it mean when shit hits the fan?
Yeah.
Well, we know what it means because it's going to be ugly, spray and shit, but where did it come from?
How?
Or maybe somebody just said, like, when shit hits the fan, we're all going to be just in misery because it's going to go all over the place.
Maybe it started in a prison because those guys like to take feces and they throw them at the guards and they smear them all over the walls.
I don't know, but it was an interesting point.
Yeah.
And Laura said, I'll take that. I guess that's the last thing you were telling her about the reading.
Yeah, but be smart. If you have benefits, you know, if you have common law up there, like here, you can stay with somebody 7 years and then you can get your clutches on their stuff. God, it's fun being a woman. Jim, you don't know what you're missing out on.
What Shania Twain, great, good. What she says, ooh, love to be. What was her song about being a woman?
There's a lot of
Shania
them.
Twain, I said specifically.
Yeah.
I don't remember either. Anyway.
And who sang, I am woman, hear me roar?
Was that Helen Reddy?
Yeah, she died.
Jesse. Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit.
There's a lot of women empowerment songs.
Yeah, well, that was a lot of 70s stuff going on.
I know.
There. Yeah, it was.
We have to get busy burning our bras.
You had the goddamn right to vote in the 70s. I don't know what all that was about.
You were a little boy.
You already had the right to vote. What were you burning your damn bras over?
So we didn't have to wear them.
Well, guys don't want you to wear them. Want you to not wear bras, wear tight T-shirts, and get wet.
Oh. Watch.
Wait a second. Hey there! Welcome to WFN 599, your caller number 75, and you have won a free rubber chicken and a hot can of warm lubricant. Thank you so much for calling in to WFN 99. That's how we deal with telemarketer. Spontaneous calls. All right.
A rubber chicken and a warm can of lubricant?
Well, if you're going to have personal lubricant, it should be warm, shouldn't it? I don't know. That's just what I say.
Laura's laughing her butt off.
That's, you know, I'm just assuming you would want that. I don't have any rubber chickens, but, you know. All right, I think our folks are telling us that it's time to say no.
I know it is.
I opened the floor to Messenger or typed in questions. And you know what?
Yeah.
The clock is ticking. We've already hit the 90-minute mark.
It's happy hour here now.
I get up pretty early in the morning, not ridiculously early, early.
I can't drink alcohol and do readings. I tried in the beginning, you know, being nervous early on.
Yeah.
And I found that it doesn't work. It dulls your senses so much.
I can see that. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like the people that do really important precision type work should not drink. You don't want your brain surgeon having a cocktail or two before he goes into your brain. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that.
Or
save the cocktail for after the surgery, my friend. Yes.
And your pilot. You don't want them drinking either.
Typically, you do not. You know, maybe during a wartime, I wouldn't mind a fighter pilot having a couple cocktails, get himself a little brave, but not my...
Yeah.
Domestic airline pilot, no.
All right, well, folks, you guys make it fun. You really do. It's like old home week when we get together. And the newcomers, we love you, too. You're only a newbie here once. After that, you're just one of the family. Almost sounds like a cult. You are one of the family.
You can check out any time you want, but you can never leave.
I love that line.
That is cool. That's Eagles. One of their all-time favorite songs. Yeah. One of their biggest hits ever.
Yeah, it was great. All right. I guess the bewitching hour is here.
All good things must come to an end.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow if you're available. Okay, 7 p.m. Eastern, and of course, 4 p.m. Pacific. And I will miss you. Terribly.
Oh, don't cry now.
Bye, everybody.
I know Sophia has a background. She's from somewhere. Was it India?
Yeah, I thought so.
But she has a pretty good command of the English language because she is laughing at a lot of our humor. And if you didn't really have good...
Yeah, you couldn't.
I couldn't go to Germany and laugh at their humor because I don't know the language well enough. So she's got a good command of it.
Did everybody enjoy Lisa talking about
it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike said it's they call it dogging, that exhibitionism thing. He knew what it was that she was talking about.
So let me get this
straight. He goes, basically, they get a thrill doing things in public. He called it, what do they call it? What's the other word for exhibitionism? There's another word. But anyway, he said, yeah, that's an exhibitionist. But yeah, he goes, yeah, that's the thing. They call it dogging. Doesn't necessarily mean it's doggy style, it's just like run around and,
Well, Georgia told me him and two other guys had left a pub up there. And they were kind of drunk. And some girl walked up and asked him for she called it a fag.
Cigarette.
Yeah. And they thought they'd be funny and say, sure, but you got to give him a blowjob. And she did.
Sure, she was a woman.
I'd have insisted on the pack.
I'm sure
then.
She's a woman of quality.
Well, I'm getting the feeling the women in England are slut.
I don't think they are. Problem with a lot of single moms with kids, but I don't think there is. Like here. All right, I shall release the babies. Hey, puppies. How's everybody doing in there? You trying to wake up, babies? Then wake up, little boobah. Are those you guys awake? Well, hi, puppies. You got to go outside. Well, hello. Who's got to go outside there, Ziva? Hi, honey. Want to go outside? Got to go. You want to go outside? You don't have to. Okay. Let's go. You got to go, right?
Get tissue.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite delightful.
Yeah.
See, I just like to have fun. That's why I've never turned into a good worker.
Well,
it's not fun, I'm not good at it.
You got to balance it.
No, but I'm not like you.
You have to have fun, and there's times where it has to really suck balls, and you still got to work with it.
I've always made sure that I was on jobs that I really had fun.
Well, and those jobs aren't going to pay bills, typically, are they?
Well.
Yeah. The answer is yes, you're right. They're not good. They can pay the bills, and you can live off them.
Well, I didn't mind my jobs from home, that's for sure.
But you didn't have fun with them.
Well, the hair wasn't so bad.
You didn't have fun with the job itself. You liked that you did other stuff.
That I could-